We're back for another episode of Reality Moms, and we have a brand new format. This is very exciting. It has been in the works for a little while now. How are you, Rochelle?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It is so exciting to actually make this a thing. Like, we've been talking about doing this for a while. So to keep everyone in the loop and to make it clear, what we're doing now with Reality Moms is instead of having one big episode every week covering all of the shows that we watch, which, let's be honest, is a lot. What we're going to do is we're going to release, first of all, a little episode with a chat. We're going to have some breaking news, talk about all the pop culture, and then we're going to release throughout the week more episodes that are episode specific. So they'll be relative to maybe Below Deck or the Kardashians or one of the housewives. And we really think that this is going to be a better experience for our listeners.
And they're bite-sized episodes. So they're not going to be a half an hour long episode that you need to sift through to listen to 5 minutes of if you're only interested in Beverly Hills. So you just listen to what you want to listen to. And it will give us an idea of what you're all wanting so that we can focus more on those shows because we watch everything.
Absolutely. But we still get to talk about all the shows together. Like, it's good. It's the best of both worlds. We still get to catch up, which is primarily how this all started, but it's going to be so much easier for our listeners. So very excited for this. This is our first reality chat. What's happening in breaking news? It has been so long. We haven't caught up. It's been school holidays. Oh my God.
So the world's on fire and everything is made in China is what I've taken from the last few weeks.
Oh my God, I'm in love with China right now. Like, pettiness of China making those AI videos of the Americans making all of the stuff. I was just like, this is Rochelle. This is Rochelle all over. She's going to be in love with China now.
And the fact that it's come, like I wasn't already, but the fact that it has come out that, yes, everything is made there. Like, you've got a $38,000 bag predominantly made in the same factory. All the other handbags are being made. You're paying for the name, which I think we knew to a point, but now it's been confirmed.
Yeah. He's burst the bubble and set. Of course, we're talking about Trump, if anybody is living under a rock. But this whole tariffs thing and putting the tariffs on and then taking the tariffs off and, like, I checked my super account. My super was freaking out. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a lot.
It's like having Jax in charge of the United States.
That's a good analogy. Yeah, I think I'd rather have Jax in charge of the United States. That's saying a lot.
It's similar. Yeah, it's similar. There's just no awareness.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. So, but onto some more fun things. We've got Vanderpump Villa back. I think it only came out yesterday, but the whole season has been dropped, which sometimes tells me that maybe it's not the best season, because when they tease it out a bit longer, often it means, or if they drop two episodes or three episodes getting you into it, but they've dropped the whole season. So you've got Stassi on there.
And there's been a lot of buzz about Stassi coming back. So it'll be interesting to see if she could save it, because it wasn't really that good. We didn't really like it.
Very scripted, it seemed. And Lisa Vanderpump is kind of on my shit list at the moment. So I'm not that keen. It's on Disney Plus. Season two is the whole season's there. I haven't watched any of it. I just saw it pop up last night. And then I saw on the TV they were promoting it. So they're trying.
We'll see. I'll give it a go. I might binge it. Let's see. What I will be really looking forward to watching is Love Hotel. So Love Hotel is premiering on Monday the 28th. And so this is a new show that's coming out. It's a hotel, surprisingly. And Dorinda, I think, is kind of like the host. Is that the premise of it? And then you've got these, like, other housewives who are looking for love and they're going into this hotel, I think. I don't know. Yes, I'm excited.
Is Ashley on there? If Dorinda's hosting, let's hope nobody's eating in the rooms. So remember her. I think she'll be entertaining. There's been controversy over when it was recorded because Ashley is with that guy that she met at the speed dating.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. A few people have come out and said, was it recorded before Potomac? Because it's being dropped after Potomac. Yeah. Was she in a relationship is it all fake? I don't know. I'll watch it though. I'm excited to see.
It kind of fills the void of the Ultimate Girls Trip because they just stopped with that whole drama with Brandy and what's her name from Jersey and all the legal action. So I'd be interested to see whether or not that comes back or if they're sort of slating this as the replacement. Yeah.
It'll be good to watch.
Anyway, in other breaking news, it came out just this week. So there's two bits of Kardashian news. Khloe's released popcorn, cloud popcorn, K-H-L-O-U-D.
Protein.
It's protein. Yeah. So, of course, I am at one with my fitness journey right now. So, of course, I'll be having the popcorn if I can get it in Australia. How do you even buy celebrity popcorn over here? I don't even know. I haven't even looked into it.
What makes a popcorn protein? Is it dipped in protein powder?
It must have a protein powder. What is popcorn? Is it? What is it? It's a vegetable, isn't it? Because it's a corn kernel. Is it vegetables if you have a tub of popcorn?
Kind of. I think it depends what you have on it. By itself is healthy, but it must be dipped in some sort of high protein powder.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'd rather be hungry.
Look, it was a little bit like there was the whole Chris and Chloe at the space launch. They were there for special comments, you know, being the space experts that they are. I was like, why are you there? Like, it made no sense to me. That whole thing made no sense to me. What a waste of time
and lobbies,
you know, trying to frame it as feminism. Like, get stuffed. Anyway. Whole thing made me so angry. It made everybody angry. Yum. And then there's another reality show. Chloe's coming out with a reality show. I think the title is something like Behind the Gates of Calabasas. I don't know. Is it just the Kardashians rebranded to the most popular Kardashian, which is probably Chloe? She's the most liked.
She's the only one I want to watch.
Yeah.
But do I want to watch her more? No.
No. Anyway. That's all I've got for our catch-up. How was school holidays? Did you survive?
Yeah, it's not bad. My kids being older is not bad, other than the cost of everything.
Yeah.
School holidays was fine. They can entertain themselves. They sleep in now. So, yeah, it's not bad. It's just trying to get them off screens, and then you take them out of the house, and it costs $3 million to do anything. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of screens, the new Bluey dropped on Easter Sunday, which is like a live production of Bluey. So it's like a live stage show. Kids loved it. Like, they got right into it. They were up and dancing, and it's great. But the whole play, like stage production, was about Bandit always being on his phone, and I couldn't help but feel attacked. It was like watching half an hour I think it was even 45 minutes of me being guilted into getting off my phone. I had my phone in my hand the whole time I was watching it. But I don't know. There's already an episode about phone use, and it's like, you know what? I get it, but don't shame me for it. Like, I'm ordering the groceries right now to pick up. I'm replying to the emails I couldn't get to. I'm working. Like, there's a fair bit of work that I do on my phone. I know I'm on it, but I'm a bit over the guilt tripping of Bluey.
And you're on it because, let's be honest, Bluey's okay, but it's Bluey.
That's right. Do I have to sit there and watch it with him?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my little rant. I'm a little bit over Bluey.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.